And on this Wednesday morning, Andrew Callagher is back with us from JMIS. Morning, Andrew.
We've gone old school.
Yeah. Okay. Tell us about the New Zealand's property market. What's happening?
Yeah, Larry, I've just spent a few days across the Tasman. It always gives you a bit of perspective on our issues. And given the preponderance of media coverage of real estate, I thought that was a good place to start. I mean, news over the last few days locally has revealed that the property market is sort of slumping leading into the election. And we saw some numbers from Harkins yesterday revealing that listings are 22% lower than last year. Sales are down 5%, auctions down 46%. A couple of salient points there, though. I think that while there is election nervousness, I think evidence amongst those numbers, as usual, when I look at these things, I see this being a combination of factors. I mean, the real estate market was already slowing. You're feeling the impact of decline in foreign buyers, banks rationing credit, RB restrictions. I think the election nervousness is just dealing at a bit of a killer blow at the moment. But if you look across the Tasman for some inspiration or for some strength coming into the property market, unfortunately, I think you're going to be very disappointed because there's real clouds on the real estate market on the east coast of of Australia as well. Auction clearance rates in Sydney and Melbourne are dropping quite materially, and there's been a sharp increase as well in pre-auction sales. So agents going to the certainty of pre-auction offers. Now, it was a time not long ago, both in that very sort of hot Sydney and Melbourne markets where they had, you know, the auctions were really the only way to go. But now, not so much as only one or two buyers for properties. In fact, the guy from The Economist from Domain, which is the big real estate online agency there, said the spring selling season is shaping up to be one of the slowest. So lots more supply coming onto the market in Sydney, Melbourne as well. Auction clearance rates around 73%. They are under pressure. They're falling. But if we look at Brisbane and Perth, the numbers are even worse. In fact, only 44% clearance rate in Brisbane and Perth. It's about a third of properties are selling at auction. So if you're looking for inspiration across the Tasman for our property market, you're not going to find it.
Yeah, what about prices there, Andrew? I mean, clearance rates and sales down, but prices, are they holding up over there?
No, falling as well.
Okay.
It's just, you know, but remember that when our property market was running hot, that was happening in a lot of other Pacific Rim places as well. I remember Vancouver, Melbourne, Sydney, all of these places were being hit by the same wave of, you know, foreign buyers and cheap cash. And that is just coming backwards in all of those places now.
Now, President Trump is trying to get American companies to repatriate profits from overseas.
Yeah, he is. And you ask the question, that's one of his big, you know, he says, let's get this money back because there's a ton of it out there and let's tax it on the way in. And if he pitches the tax rate low enough, you'll get people repatriating the money. But you ask the question, what are these companies doing with the money? Well, I'll tell you what they're doing. A lot of them are buying bonds. And the Financial Times has done some interesting work on recent numbers provided by these companies, the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission. And they are buying bonds in amazing amounts as well. If they look to the 30 big U.S. companies who collectively now have over $800 billion worth of fixed income investments, this things like U.S. Treasury bonds, corporate bonds, municipal debt. Fact of the matter is now these 30 U.S. companies have more money invested in these bond markets than some of the big bond funds have. So that's actually a very significant part of that market. And this cash pile is phenomenal, Larry. It's now over $2 trillion that these companies have sitting offshore, and that's up 50% in the last decade. So, and they now own, if you look at the U.S. corporate bond market, these 30 companies now own almost 5% of that market. And when you think about how big that market is, these are remarkable numbers.
All right, and back here, we've got Business New Zealand released its forecast for the September quarter.
Yeah, and look, this is my latest. This is a bit of a hobby horse of mine at the moment, Larry. I mean, as we go into this election, everyone's talking about spending the surpluses. Well, I think you've got the cart before the horse a little bit there, but you've got to ensure that you keep producing the surpluses. And so I would like to hear more dialogue as to how we're going to maintain the economic momentum. Well, Business New Zealand have released their planning forecast for the September quarter. And the good news here is the short-term forecast for the economy is looking pretty good. Very positive story economically. We've got strong growth across a range of sectors. They did note that there are some significant risks, but they have what's called their Economic Conditions Index. It's sitting at 15 for the September quarter. That's up 4 from the previous quarter. So that's looking pretty good. So whoever wins this election we'll be assuming an economy in pretty good shape.
All right, and quickly, Andrew, the numbers.
Dow Jones, 22,121, up 65. S&P 500, 249, 5 up 8. NASDAQ, 6,452. FTSE 100, 7,400, down 13. Nikkei, 19,776, up 231. Shanghai Composite, 3,379. ASX 200, 5,746. And the NZX 50, we dropped 11 yesterday, closed at 7,840. One New Zealand dollar this morning on the wholesale markets were by 0.7290 US, 0.908 through Aussie, 0.6094 euros, 0.5487 pounds, 80.21 yen. Gold is trading at $1,328. Brent crude, $54.20.
Thank you, Andrew. Andrew Callagher from JMIS.